Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
When you feel like something's tickling your nose and you really, really, really want to sneeze, don't hold it back. That's the way it goes when you really, really, really want to sneeze. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. When you really, really, really want to sneeze, wipe your nose. Wipe your nose. When you really, really, really want to sneeze.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get hey, up. Get on up, everybody. Get up. I have to ask the kids something.
Get on up.
Did you slip by any chance? Did you lose any footing when you entered the studio this morning? Did you... Was your traction affected at all when you walked into the studio this morning? It's a question.
Oh.
I'd like some answers.
No. No.
Okay.
No problem.
Nobody fell to the floor.
No.
No. Well, did you see us laying there?
I wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. Because it took me 15 full minutes.
Oh, no.
From about 5:30, about 5:30 to 5:45 or so. Until I found my very highly productive sneeze.
Get up, get
on up. Oh, no.
You know when you have a sneeze
get on up.
And you feel that phlegm bullet leave your mouth?
Get up. Oh, yeah.
Get it together.
And I, you know,
right on.
I hate to admit this because it just sounds so gross. I did that recently.
Like this morning?
Well, okay. Yes. Less recently than just this morning, which had me with the phone light out.
Yeah.
On the floor. Because it snuck through my fingers, or I should say, I hadn't fully covered my mouth.
But you put it up there in an ad.
Yeah, I turned my head. It was a lazy sneeze cover.
Which should have been your shoulder anyway. I mean, your elbow
well,
anyway.
I'm alone, so, you know. And then I felt that thing come out of my mouth.
But you didn't
recently,
see where it went.
I was laying in bed reading a book. Sneeze, right? Came out of nowhere. And I was holding the book with both hands. I'm not going to lie. I didn't cover it.
Mm.
And I thought, I felt something leave the mouth.
Mm.
I checked the book.
Mm.
Wasn't there.
That's a bookmark for you.
That is a bookmark. You may never get those pages open again. But
and the next person, yeah.
Well, nobody else reads my books but me. I started, did I miss, did I go over the book? What, did I look, we have a mirror on our dresser at the end of the bed there, and, you know, for those things. I looked in the mirror, like, oh, God. There may be other splatter patterns on the mirror, but then, you know. I was... getting ready to tuck into bed, and I felt some moisture on my chest. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, you didn't think to look right under your nose.
Yeah. Right there on my chest. I was laying. So I found it. I found it this morning. So, but I did, and I cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Not with Lysol or anything, which should be next, shouldn't it?
I've got some Lysol. Well, it's probably allergy gunk.
What?
It's probably allergy gunk.
I don't have allergies.
You always say that, but.
I don't. Do you hear me? How often do I come to work stuffed up and sneezing and stuff like that? I don't. I don't have allergies. Yeah, I've been tested. You've been tested. You're allergic to everything.
Not everything, but a few things, yeah.
You have said the words, I'm allergic to everything.
Well, you know, but that doesn't mean everything.
I'm using your word. Oh, now everything doesn't mean everything.
Well,
you know,
no,
when I say everything, everything!
Yeah, but I mean, you know, everybody's, you know, I'm allergic to everything. Well, I'm
throwing down the Lysol wipe. I'll be over there just to make sure. Now, be careful. Don't slip.
On the Lysol wipe.
On the Lysol wipe. Although, I'd rather you slip on a Lysol wipe than on a phlegm bullet.
Well, if you've got that much phlegm, are you sick? If you don't have allergies, are you sick?
No. Do I sound sick to you?
No, but there's phlegm from something.
I sneezed. We all have phlegm, whether we have a sinus infection or cold. It was just phlegm. It's just, don't overanalyze it.
What did the phlegm look like?
You came to work with COVID. I don't want to hear it.
I didn't know it was COVID.
It's
until you gave it to me.
When he does speak up, he does throw bullets. I like that. Good morning. Welcome. 6 o'clock on the dot on this Mark and Kim show on Starwater 2.1. It is shorts weather today. 80. Forecasted 80 today, which means it could be 82.
Yeah.
So it's your pick day, everybody. So enjoy this day. It's Thursday. If you need a note to get off work, let us know. We'll write you one.
That's so official.
Hey, right. You know, other things.
Mark and Kim say.
We have a Facebook question up about theme weddings. What theme wedding are you putting the foot down on and saying, no, I ain't doing it? Because there's a theme wedding in the news, as I just gleaked. Man, what's going on? I'm highly productive today.
Got all sorts of stuff coming out.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. All right. Speaking of that mirror. Like I said, we have a Facebook post up about what you're going to put your foot down on for a theme wedding. I have a question. Would anybody put their foot down on this groom's attire at his wedding? Now, I know how you'll feel about it because your buffoony kid wears Crocs everywhere.
He sort of switched them out now for these UGG loafer things.
A groom,
but he does wear.
A groom has been called out for a tuxedo. Good looking tuxedo, looks very well fit, almost tailored, all the way down to him wearing the Crocs as part of his wedding ensemble.
No, that's not acceptable.
Especially because they got the little. Do all Crocs now come with a strap around the back? The strap around the back?
They always have.
Yeah. They have.
But you could wear them in, you know.
Yeah, you could put them in sport mode.
Yeah.
That's when you flip
them.
Sport mode. That's when you flip them to the back. That way you can run with them.
Yeah.
Sport mode.
Yeah.
Why are you running in Crocs unless you're running from something?
Well, like when my son would play basketball in his, that was sport mode.
Yeah.
You had to have the strap on so they didn't fall off.
He's doing that just to be a buffoon.
No, that's what they do.
No, they don't. Do you see anybody?
He wasn't the only one out there playing basketball.
I'm not talking about anyone else but him.
But what I'm telling you is,
do you see LeBron James wearing Crocs?
Well, no, I don't see LeBron James. But well,
okay, I think you know what I mean.
But I mean, he and his friends would go play basketball, and there'd be at least two or three of them out there on the court,
in the organized games.
Well, practicing.
Wouldn't you practice in the footwear that you would wear in the game?
One would think.
You know what? This is right. You know what this is?
What's that?
Buffoonery.
Yeah.
It's buffoonery.
Yeah.
Yeah, social media users are calling him out.
They should.
Imagine getting ready for 3 hours and then your groom shows up in Crocs.
Well, if he wears Crocs everywhere, you shouldn't be surprised by it.
Well, you had an odd detail about your wedding. What were you wearing that was odd? You wore something that was off, if you will. Yes. White for your second wedding.
It was cream colored.
It plays white, baby.
It was a cream.
It plays white.
It was a cream dress.
You got married in white twice.
I was going to wear purple.
Right, and you should have because you were a tainted woman by that point.
I was not tainted,
well,
but I wore cream.
Could you get married in your church?
Because it was a Baptist church and I'd been divorced.
That's what I'm saying. You were a tainted woman, according to...
I don't consider myself tainted, but...
Did the Baptists, though?
The pastor that I was going... Yeah, he couldn't marry
us. You know, these are things we've talked about.
Yeah, but the wording...
I don't make stuff up out of whole cloth.
Yes, but a tainted is not a word
I
would use.
That's how the church considers you.
Well,
and anybody
the Baptist
else.
Church did.
Yes.
Anybody else.
No. Who does this and tries to get married in their church. You can't get married a second time in a Catholic church.
No.
You just can't.
So I'm not Baptist or Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But
now
I wore
a
cream.
You're just a heathen. Just a heathen.
I'm a Methodist.
Like I said, heathen.
I can drink, dance, and get married again if I want to.
She keeps ringing that up.
Yeah, no.
That's the third time in 3 weeks. I tell you, you're saying that a lot. You've been saying that a lot.
But my dress was cream colored.
It's that plays as white.
I don't care what it plays as.
You got married, so you can't bash the man for wearing Crocs.
Sure I can.
Well, of course
I can. Bashed my son for wearing Crocs everywhere when he was in that season. He still has Crocs. He has two pair of Crocs that he wears.
To play basketball in. You know why?
Buffoonery.
Yes, that's right.
Buffoonery.
An absolute buffoon. And by the way, my apologies to Mike G. Lover, longtime listener and friend of the Mark and Kim show, who has launched a breakfast sandwich out the window after me talking about my phlegm bullet that I shot across the room before y'all got here this morning. My apologies, Mike. Come on over. I'll buy you a sandwich.
A woman in Phoenix, Arizona had been driving around with a rattlesnake in her car for 2 weeks, but she didn't know it until she knew it. The best they can figure, it'd been in there for 2 weeks, though, because she had put some stuff from her grandparents' house that she was cleaning out in the back of her car. And we're not talking about in the trunk. We're talking about in the back seat. So how was the snake there for 2 weeks without her knowing it? It hadn't rattled. She hadn't heard the rattler when she was driving. But when her boyfriend and she were starting to put some more stuff in the car and take some of it out, he turned around. They had just parked the car, and he turned around and saw the tongue going, you know, sort of sticking out at him.
What's that noise? The tongue noise?
You know.
Does that turn Ralph on and do that?
I don't think so. That's not going to turn anybody on.
I was going to say, I had to avert my eyes.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to do anything for anybody.
What in the world is she doing?
But she said if she had seen that snake by herself, I mean, can you imagine turning around and seeing a rattlesnake curled up in your car? So they stopped, you know, when he saw it, he goes, just move real slowly. And they tried to call 911 to get some kind of animal control person.
How do you try to call 911?
Well, they called, but they couldn't come because it wasn't considered an emergency situation. Although, if there's a rattlesnake in the back of my car.
But it's not a police emergency.
It's going to be in it. Well, they were trying to get animal control. But animal control didn't have an emergency number, they said. So, because in Phoenix.
Well, then you close the doors. And then you wait till animal control can show up.
Well, he didn't do that. He said the snake, after they got out, and I don't know if the snake, do snakes hibernate?
Well, they're cold-blooded.
Yeah.
So they need warmth.
So do they hibernate for a period of time and then they're starting to come out as it gets warm?
I like how Ricky Research's fingers just sit there knitted together in his hands. Like he's
To be honest, I thought you would already know.
So,
well, don't ever assume I know anything.
I thought he would too.
I always sound I sound like I know stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
Because she said the 2 weeks that stuff had been back there.
Doesn't mean that rattlesnake's been back there for 2 weeks. I mean, it probably just crawled in.
Well,
they don't know that it's
assumed.
Been there.
They assumed.
Well, what happens when Tyler assumes?
Well, we all know what everybody assumes, you know.
It says snakes look for a place to hide when the temperatures get cooler.
Yeah, so I guess they were hidden because they had all these clothes and
ancillary
stuff back there.
To the story.
But that's what
doesn't
she assumed.
Matter.
So anyway, they got out and the boyfriend got this stick, this broken stick off a tree and shoot it out, which I didn't think was a smart thing to do because if a rattlesnake, I mean.
Well, how do you think a snake handler gets it out?
Well, a safer way. I assume they have some kind of snake hook or something.
A snake
that they
hook.
Work it out of. But apparently, well, I guess
look
there
up
is.
Snake hook.
I bet there is one. They do something. So anyway, they said that the week before, or they had found in a home, a gentleman found 20 rattlesnakes, you know.
Well, I mean, rattlesnakes
a few of which were babies.
Rattlesnakes are common here.
And they were curled up around a water heater because they were looking for warmth again.
Right.
And then another gentleman had them outside his front porch where they were nesting, trying to find warmth.
Okay.
So they're out and about, I guess, you know, finding their warmth right now as the weather's. But
just close the door. The snake will be fine until someone can show up.
Yeah, but are you going to be fine? I mean, I would freak out. Would you not freak out if you saw a rattlesnake?
Do you not remember who got a phone call from Tyrone on phones? Mark, what are you doing? Hey, nothing. Thinking he's going to have me come over and watch a basketball game. Hey, we got a snake in our house. Do you mind coming to get it out?
Yes, I do remember that. And you went and got it out.
I went and got
it
out.
But it wasn't a rattlesnake.
How do you know?
Because you would have said it was a rattlesnake.
Maybe I'm just trying to downplay my heroism.
You would not. You would not do that.
I would not downplay my heroism.
You would not. You would not.
Can I say the word heroism?
No.
Yes, I can. So, where's Kate? Hashtag. Where's Princess Catherine? Has disappeared, spent weeks in the hospital. The internet's still losing its mind over this whole thing. Tons of problems over the photo and the photoshopping and other photos. And where is she?
Anytime I see anything with her name in it, I'm following it.
Well, you know, we're here for it. We got also like a good conspiracy theory. The latest is, has she had a massive mental break? Has she had a breakdown? And then this is just her rehabilitation. They're doing a disservice to mental health if they're not saying so.
Yeah.
It would help.
They have an opportunity.
They have an opportunity. And they take their and take
help
advantage.
Others.
Right. And they do take advantage of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
They are patrons and they are benefactors, all sorts of things in the royal family. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So all the photoshopping, you know, Meghan Markle, by the way, is just loving this. That succubus. That shrew. You know, she's loving this.
Who's
loving
looking
this.
Bad now?
Exactly. Exactly. Here's what I'm thinking. The palace, Catherine, released a photo. Yep, she photoshopped it. Yep, she came back a couple of days later, said, yeah, I messed around with the photo. Looks terrible. Sorry. Didn't mean to cause any confusion. The palace thinks, they haven't said this, the palace thinks it's been explained.
We're not saying anything else about it.
We've been, it's been explained.
Yeah.
And then in 2 weeks, 2 days, two, whatever, out of nowhere, Catherine will appear at a function. Catherine will just be there looking just as good as she does now. For whatever reason, she's rehabilitating from something. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe
that's been brought up.
Maybe she's going through a program.
Not by the palace. The palace didn't bring that up.
Yeah, but we're all talking, internet rumor.
Yeah.
We're talking about just speculation and sitting around and talking about this kind of stuff. She may be addicted to something.
It'd be easy to see how you would become addicted to something in her position. There's a lot of pressure.
Position of privilege?
Yeah, but there's a lot of pressure The pressure is
being
that she's
escorted everywhere, living in a palace, having the finest foods.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, the things you do, you do the things you do.
Yeah, because everything, I mean, look at the picture. Just the picture alone shows us how hyper-focused everybody is on everything. Yeah, we think that the life of privilege is wonderful, but every little thing is watched. Every little thing is talked about. You can't go out, even just the little things about you have to wear heels, you have to wear hose, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to walk this pace behind certain people, you have to curtsy. There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of things you have to do.
Wear clothes over and over again sometimes. She wears things from the Gap. She hasn't seemed to care that much about it. She just does what she does. That's what's kind of made her kind of accessible and sought after.
She makes it look easy, but there's a lot of stuff they put up with.
Suck it up.
I could see a mental or addiction, something happening.
Thanks to Josh from La Follette. Listener Josh out there in La Follette sending us a meme by text. And please, communicate with us often through text at 656-7827 because y'all don't call anymore. It's fine.
We love the text, though.
Here's a picture. King Charles, Prince William, standing there with a freshly planted tree, both of them with shovels, both of them with their hand on the tree. Fresh soil beneath their feet, piles behind them, piles about the length of a human body. And the meme title says, Kate? Nah, we haven't seen her. Us? We're just burying a tree. Planting. We mean planting a tree. Not burying anything, no.
It's funny.
Funny stuff. She's not dead. She's horrible at Photoshop.
Somebody did it.
She said, yeah, I did it. I suck. Sorry. And they've explained it. That's all. That's what they're... We're done.
Wash their hands.
Just like Kate and William did. I'm sorry, William and Charles did after they buried her body.
Right.
Washed their hands. So I guess getting married theme style is a thing, and you can get married at Denny's. And we'll talk about it coming up next because there's some other Vegas locations. Now, I know you had a theme wedding.
Because of where it was.
Well, that's usually...
Hello? That's a big part.
You're so funny. Like your justifications help our argument, but we'll be back about theme weddings next. Hang on. There should be a subreddit called Kim's Justifications. like when she brought in a package from Wuhan, China, right in the start of the pandemic and said, well, but I didn't order it. So like that matters. Like when I said Kim had a theme wedding, well, that's only because of where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big part.
That's the whole point. You're like.
Well, it wasn't like I said, I'm going to have a Christmas theme wedding.
You had a wedding at the Fantasy of Trees.
Exactly.
What other theme would it have been? Well, thank you. Did you know that you could get married at Denny's? Your third wedding, Kim? Because you've talked about it recently, a couple of three times now.
Not a wedding at Denny's. I'm not having a wedding at Denny's.
Oh, is that what you're putting your foot down on?
I'm not having a wedding at Denny's.
So that's where you put your foot down. Because the question is, where are you putting your foot down? Anything like what? I don't know. I guess there are things to me that just will always need to be traditional. Just for me, this is my own personal opinion. You can have a different one.
Well, thank you.
I'm speaking generally.
I know. I'm saying thank you generally for everybody.
Whatever. In Vegas, you can get married at Wendy's, Taco Bell, White Castle, and Denny's.
They're running out of wedding chapels?
It's like those are all, you can get the Elvis wedding and stuff. I guess, I don't know, do you get to build your own Grand Slam breakfast first and then take
maybe
your
nuptials?
Maybe that's
the Grand Slam buffet.
Maybe that's the the reception is the Grand Slam buffet.
Maybe, I don't know.
All you have to do is fly to Vegas, pay the $199 fee, but that fee covers the use of the chapel, a champagne toast, wedding cake, and the most special gift of all, a voucher for two original Grand Slams.
So they have a wedding chapel? Denny's has a wedding chapel? So it's not just like down the middle aisle of Denny's.
Is there a middle aisle of Denny's?
Well, you know how when you go... I don't know.
Is there like an aisle of Denny's?
I mean, just, like when you go in the door, the aisle to the walk-up counter or something? Okay. I don't know.
Some other romantic fast food joints you get married at, Wendy's, yeah. The three most important things at weddings are the bridegroom and the Baconator, of course.
No.
So, Jessica and Abram Thompson, St. George, Utah, they got married in Wendy's in 2018, and that Wendy says you can get married here if you ask. Taco Bell, Las Vegas Cantina location for $777, you can get married there. White Castle. Last year, a couple had an awesome wedding at a White Castle in Scottsdale, Arizona. The groom's two nieces were the flower girls, and they threw dehydrated onion chips.
All right.
In lieu of flowers.
But does it have onions on it? I mean, I know it has onions, but does it have onions on it?
Would you put your foot... Tiffany, what would you put your foot down on? Like, in terms of a wedding, you'd say, like, no,
Well, I have something really funny that I want to tell you that you just said wedding, and it prompted, I just thought of this. There is so much swirling around about the new roundabout in Powell that the news came out yesterday. I think it was WVLT and did a special. There's a group about it in our community, and this person wants to host their wedding there.
Someone wants to have a wedding at the roundabout?
Okay, but listen, it's not just a roundabout. They have put exercise equipment in four pivotal, like, the turns at each turn. Like, you're on your walk or jog, and you're just like, oh, hey, there's some workout equipment. Let's do it. So, it's just a laughing thing.
So, you want to create a distraction in an intersection that people don't quite understand because they're American?
Exactly.
And from Powell?
So... Yes, you have to look it up. It's called the Powell Roundabout Uncensored.
Powell Roundabout Uncensored.
Uncensored, yes. There's almost 1,000 members now. It's just popped up in the last few
days.
And
are people complaining about the roundabout? Are they complaining about the wedding going to take place at the roundabout? What are they complaining about?
It's really everything. You just have to go there.
Well, I'm going to go on there just so I can say, make sure you blinker your way in and blinker your way out of a roundabout, because that is the proper way to drive in and out of a roundabout.
Right. It's just, I don't know.
Well, keep us up to date on the wedding that's taking place. Maybe we can go and make an appearance or something.
I definitely will.
Maybe DJ White Noise can bring the heat to the roundabout wedding.
I've had a few weird ones myself. A Halloween themed, The Office themed. I've had Harry Potter themed.
Of course. It's just not enough to get married to the person that you love.
But
you have to make a spectacle of it, and a spectacle of yourself at the Fantasy of Trees.
It was a lovely wedding.
I'm sure
it
was.
We didn't make a spectacle. It was lovely. We just got married up on the stage.
We're not a spectacle. No. Versus him, Mark versus Kim. As we welcome our two contestants, one named Noah, one named Jamie. Today, Jamie and Noah are playing the feud for...
a $25 gift card to Andy's Frozen Custard in Bearden and a family four-pack of tickets to Zoo Knoxville. It's the ultimate spring break staycation.
There you go. Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello, Noah.
Hello.
All right, we're going to start with the ladies. It'll be the top five answers to the board for the first round of the first point. Second round, worth 2 points. Third round, 3 points. Tie-breaking coin flip if necessary. And here we go. Jamie, top five answers to the board. Give me the most popular answer. Name a tree common to front yards in your neighborhood.
Dogwood.
Is the dogwood on the list? It is, and it's on the list at number one. Kim, name a tree common to front yards in your neighborhood.
The stinky Bradford pear.
Is the stinky Bradford... It recently has been smelling like dead fish. Smelled like something previous to that, but now it smells like dead fish. At least the ones in my neighborhood do.
They smell.
Mm-hmm. Number one and number two are off the board. Number three, four, and five are on the list. Jamie, name a tree common to front yards in your neighborhood. 2 seconds, Jamie.
A red oak tree?
Is the red oak tree of... I just have oak tree. Okay, I'll take it. One, two, and three off the board. Kim?
The maple.
Is the maple on the list? Well, y'all know your trees. One, two, three, and five off the list. Number four is still left and three strikes to work with. Jamie?
The red bud tree?
Is the red bud on the list? Ooh. Did not make the top five. Kim?
The official tree of Tennessee, the poplar.
Is the poplar on the list?
Oh.
I thought the state tree was the dogwood.
Mm-mm. It's the poplar.
Is it?
The Tennessee poplar.
He's right.
Okay, I didn't know. One answer left. I don't even know who's answering now. Who's answering now?
She is.
Jamie?
Black cherry.
Is the black cherry on the list? Is that where they get the yogurt from? The black cherry tree?
I don't know.
Boys, don't know. Talk it out. Talk it out.
I don't know a whole lot about trees. I'm going to go elm.
All I know is pine or spruce.
All right. The time for discussion is over. Name a tree common to front yards in your neighborhood. Noah.
Oh, man. I guess I'm going to go with... Let's go with elm tree.
Is the elm tree on the list? Strike. No. I'm sorry. Birch came in at number four. Birch. Scoremaster Steve.
That is one for Jamie, zero for Noah.
No, we stay with you. 2 points on this list. 2 points, I'm sorry, for this round. And here we go. Top five answers on the board. Noah, give me the most popular answer. Name a common allergy. Noah?
Peanut allergy.
Is the nut allergy on there? Yeah! We're going to have to pick up the pace on our answers, kids. Number four is nut allergy. Common allergy. Toller?
Pollen.
Is pollen on the list? Yeah! It is at number one. Noah, common allergy.
A bee allergy.
Is the insect on the list? Yeah! At number two. Taller?
Fish.
Is the fish allergy on the list? The hell of a pollock allergy. I'm a scrod allergy. Strike number one. Noah, common allergy, quickly.
Grass?
Is grass on the list? Strike two. Yes, man. Two
fruit,
seconds.
Fruit.
Fruit! That whole apple allergy we hear so much about. Girls, talk it out.
Mold. What's that?
The time for discussion is over. Jamie, for the second and the third point, name a common allergy. 2 seconds.
Eggs.
Are eggs on this list? No. It's not. Pollen, insects, dust at number three, nuts at number four, and different medications at number five. Scoremaster Steve?
Noah has two. Jamie has one.
All right. So, Noah, you're in the lead. You get to decide if you want to play this or pass this. It's round three, top four answers on the board with only two strikes to work with. Name a typical kids menu item. Do you want to play that or pass that?
Let's play it.
Play it. A typical kids menu item. Noah?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets or fingers? Yeah! On the list at number one. Yes, man. A typical kids menu item.
Grilled cheese.
Is the grilled cheese on the list? Yeah! Yes, it is at number two. Noah.
Pizza.
Is the pizza on the list? Ooh, didn't make the top four. That's one of two strikes. Tyler?
Hamburger.
Is the burger on the list? Yeah! It is at number three. One answer left to win the game, Noah, or turn it over to the girls for their chance to win. Name a typical kids menu item. 2 seconds.
Oh, one man. Second.
Girls, talk it out.
Hot dog, mac and cheese.
French toast, mac and, okay.
Jamie, to win the game, give me a typical kids menu item.
Fruit.
Fruit! For those fruitarian parents out there, is fruit on the list? No, the fruit! Oh, sorry. Oh, Kim, what did you say first?
Hot dog.
The hot
mac and cheese.
I said first, Kim. Oh, I didn't say second. The hot dog was number four on the list. Jamie, I'm sorry. Get off my phone. Noah, congratulations. Andy's frozen custard and tickets to Zoo Knoxville. Congratulations, brother.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
To get $9 million in pandemic funds, Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, and Austin Post Malone pledged to operate a drug-free workplace. The feds believe them, sent them pandemic money.
Well, how is that Lil Wayne stealing my money?
Which I asked you earlier.
So yeah.
What if Lil Wayne came and stole your money?
But how is that him stealing my money?
Because, you know, you think money just grows on trees. Money, where do you think that, where do you, when they started paying out for all the relief that we got during the pandemic, where do you think that, who, where do you think that money comes from?
I really don't know.
Well, it comes from us somehow. I mean, because.
Have you heard of something called taxes?
Yeah.
That we pay taxes on every single thing. We're double taxed on a lot of stuff. So when we pay out millions and millions of dollars to rich musicians who have indie music, other different companies related to their business, and the pandemic program for paying up to millions of dollars so they could keep their people on staff was of the, and you must also, you know, it said you had to run a drug-free workplace.
Well, did they have to prove that they were running a drug-free workplace?
No. Nobody did to get any candy. How many stories have there been about pandemic theft?
A lot.
People stealing and
a
buying.
A lot.
Right. Well, guess who's on that list? Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Mr. Lil Wayne.
Wayne, yes. And Post Malone. Posty's open about using shrooms, other psychedelics, smoking weed. Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne. I mean, for God's sake.
Yes, Lil Wayne.
He's hanging a blunt out of his mouth all the time.
Yeah.
They ain't running drug-free workplaces. No. And they said they, when you applied for the funds from the government to get millions of dollars to keep people employed during the pandemic, you had to say you were running a drug-free workplace.
Well, they said they did.
Well, they lied.
If you only had to say you did.
So that makes it okay.
I guess, no, I'm just saying that's the loophole.
That's not a loophole. That's illegal.
You had to say.
You know,
say.
A stickler on stuff, especially when it's coming out of my pocket. Well, it's, I mean, coming out of my pocket. It's coming out of your pocket.
Well, it's really not my money.
Oh, my God, dude.
He's not taking money out of my pocket.
Do you not understand taxes?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't understand taxes.
Well, that is true. All right. We can stop the conversation there. Kim is dancing in her seat. And I'm hearing this. Her computer is like. I'm like, what's going on over there?
You were
like,
NSYNC is reunited at one of Justin's concerts. It was the.
Is reunited or has reunited?
Has reunited. They
for a song.
Well, yes. A couple of songs, apparently, at his LA show, his one night only tour. And so he's out there doing his thing. And then the next thing you know, all of a sudden, It's Going to Be Me starts up and they're out there singing.
Your hands are flailing everywhere.
I know, because that's what they're doing.
Microphones, Stanley cups thrown everywhere.
Well, I don't have a Stanley cup, but they're out there and their arms are going. And I mean, it's really good. They sound good. They did It's Going to Be Me. Bye.
No, it's not the name of the song.
Well, it's going to be May.
May. It's going to be May.
Well, May is coming. But so it was, everybody's real excited about it.
Well, I have a question. Does this move the needles? And I'll say this because I've got this story here. According to a poll by Tubi, whatever Tubi is, 74% of millennials, which grew up with NSYNC, want original content, not remakes, not sequels, not prequels, not reboots, not any other stuff connected to pre-existing franchises or properties.
And they supposedly have a new song together that's coming out on Justin's new album called Paradise.
Does that move the needle?
Well, it's new stuff.
Yeah.
Well, but are they rebooting?
Well, like, I don't know.
We've been through our NSYNC era.
Yeah. And you know, loved it.
You've got Backstreet Boys singing on Tide commercials.
Well,
Tide radio commercials.
That doesn't move the needle. I mean, that's sad to me.
But they've been together for a long time. Did they ever officially break up?
Backstreet Boys. Okay.
Yes, I know that the band NSYNC disbanded.
Yeah.
And I think Backstreet Boys had a time they weren't doing anything, but they tour and do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they have. But NSYNC, they've split up and now they've reunited at least for the song on the Trolls album.
Two things have to happen for a reunite. Not a song. A song is not a reuniting.
Okay.
A song is a glimpse.
Okay.
I need an album.
Okay.
I need a tour.
Okay.
Not that I'll be on it. Not that I will buy it. I'll listen to it. Well, I mean, I'm not going to.
Are you not an NSYNC fan?
Not enough to go to a concert. I had to leave a Foo Fighters concert at 9:15 because it was almost bedtime.
9:15 is past bedtime.
Yes, good point. So, you know, I mean, well, no offense, but there's a lot of concerts I don't get to see.
Yeah.
Because of the,
they're just
the,
too late for us.
And it's in the middle of the week. I have a job.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
I have
true.
A job. So, I just, you know, I mean, if it needs to be a tour and it needs to be an album. They need to officially get back together. You know, Justin, you can have a singles career. You can also be in a group.
Well, people have done it for years.
Adam Levine used to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and he had a career.
Well, they seem to be, I mean, they look really happy. They're vibing together. They're, I mean,
vibing
they sound
together.
Good. Yeah. I mean, they look like a,
that's kind of what it's like. You're dancing.
I'm not dancing.
Oh, gosh. You are dancing. I've never seen that before.
You are dancing.
I wasn't dancing.
You were dancing.
That was good.
I was trying to cue you because you're forgetting that you wanted to say that people were complaining that they weren't dancing.
Well, that is the thing because
I wasn't dancing.
They're talking
just
about.
Just so you know, I moved my arms to like this. So well, you'd say something about the dancing well, people are complaining about.
Well, that is the thing. People are talking about how great it was, but then everybody's coming in and going, that's not the NSYNC. They're not dancing.
That's not the NSYNC.
That's what they're saying. This guy right here says, that's not the NSYNC. They're not dancing. And I'm like.
Well, that's part of the problem. He's calling them the NSYNC.
Well, right. Okay. But they're moving. You know, they're like, you know, but they're
well,
not
what
dancing
he want
like
them to
they
do?
Did.
They didn't rehearse anything.
They're not as young as they used to be. Right.
What I'd nimble. Like to see them do is I like to come on stage and say this. Okay, hey, we're kind of back together tonight. We're going to sing this song. And then Justin turns to the crew and says, I challenge you to pull out the Bye 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 dance from the 1999 World Tour.
Don't you think they'd know it? They'd still know it.
Well,
that's
they,
like old dance teams, most cheerleaders.
Well, no, yeah. But see, but you always forget something.
Well, yeah.
As somebody that was a college cheerleader, I know that even a week into a routine, sometimes you forget stuff. So
yeah, I know.
I can tell you, it would have been funny to watch them trying to do an NSYNC dance like they would on stage 25 years ago. Oh, yeah. If you're into that stuff.
Like,
all right. There you go. NSYNC news. When it breaks out, we break it, everybody.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More.
So I did want to do a little follow-up on something we mentioned earlier concerning NSYNC, getting back together for a song or whatever it was, a stage appearance. Last night, and I asked, does it move the needle? And I asked that earlier when she had mentioned that NSYNC had gotten back together a little bit to do something. A show is one thing, a tour is another, a merchandise run with the group on the shirts and, you know, an album, the whole thing. Then it becomes official. Then you're back together as a group. And it was the reason I was asking if it moved the needle is because of the story I kind of brought up at the end of that segment. I want to finish up a little bit on that now. And then I got into some yes or BS on stuff. I collected a bunch of these F My Life entries and we'll run through those and see if it's true or not. Cause you know, people anymore love to come up with a lot of stuff. So, but if in fact you don't want remakes, reboots, sequels, prequels, anything connected to pre-existing franchises or properties, then are you excited about an NSYNC reunion? If it's look, everything has its time. There are groups that are hanging on way too long. There are things.
Oh, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy is still on television. All right.
Yeah.
You know, soap operas are still broadcast.
Even, what's her name? Meredith Grey's not even on Grey's Anatomy anymore, is she?
Who?
The main character. I don't think she's even on Grey's Anatomy anymore.
Ellen Pompeo, you mean?
Yeah, but she plays Meredith Grey. I mean, I don't think she's even on there anymore, is she?
So the show is named for her?
Yeah.
See, I don't know this. I've never seen it.
I was like, what?
So, like, I would assume this has something to do with things like, I bet you, well, you know what's falling or failing at the box office now more than ever are Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel franchises have hit the skids when it comes to attendance.
But you know what? I don't think that's even, I mean, I don't know because I'm not a huge superhero fan, but I mean, there was the Marvel and the DC and the, I mean, all of them.
Marvel
like
Universe
super,
in terms of film is much bigger than DC.
But they were all super saturating the market. I mean, everybody was doing, you know, the superhero thing all at the same time. And then they were all running off. One movie was running off another and they were getting into the,
that's what
the
I'm
comic
saying.
Book universe so much.
I think that has hit the skids in terms of people. People, I think, care less about that now than they have in a long time. It's not as entertaining. How many, you know, and I have watched my share of superhero movies. And And it's just like, how many more fight scenes between superheroes can we see? How many more buildings getting knocked down because the Hulk is fighting Superman? Or what? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? How many pavements can be cracked and broken mm-hmm. apart when somebody lands with a heavy thud? How many times can Thor's hammer whip around the world 80 times and then clunk mm-hmm. somebody in the head? You know what I'm saying?
It was so oversaturated.
And so when you get into that kind of content, when you get into Halloween 12... Halloween 13, you know, Friday the 13th, 6, Jaws 8. You know, there was if a movie goes, like sequels, one sequel, maybe two, maybe a third, like Godfather 1 and 2, greatest films of all time. Godfather 3, horrible. Jaws 1, great. Jaws 2, pretty good. Jaws 3, bleh.
Well, sometimes it depends on even the second one is too much because the first one really should have just stood alone.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Hangover, great movie. Hangover Part 2, horrible movie. Hangover Part 3 should have never been released. Yeah.
Just let things stand on their
right.
own.
So when Gen Z and millennials, and I'm not giving a lot of credit to Gen Z on anything in terms of knowledge of things that are, because the millennials are getting like 40 years old now. Millennials are in their early 40s.
Yeah.
Look up the dates. We forget this all the time. Look up the dates, the birth years of the millennials. I can probably go backwards because I know that baby boomers ended in 1964. And I know that because you and I were born in 1965. We're not boomers. We're the oldest
Gen X.
Gen X you can be.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. And I guess it's usually about like 19 years. So if it's like 65 to...
Millennials were born between 1981 and 1996.
So 1981 puts them, that's 44 years. That's 42, 43 years now. They can be up to 42 or 43 years old. So they're the ones who have gone through the 90s. They experienced and lived the 90s. That was their...
That's their time.
That's their decade. Our decade was the 80s. Yeah. Everything, every single thing that can happen to a man... happened for me in the 80s. Everything. From the first time I got laid, I got married in the 80s. I had my first child in the 80s. I got my career started in the 80s. Everything and anything that could happen to me happened to me in the 80s. So in the 90s, a lot of that stuff happened for these late millennials. Mm-hmm. Late millennials. And if they're the ones saying, give us original material. Here's the problem. These artists, these companies that put out movies... You know, they talk a big game about, equality. They talk about a big game about diversity and all this other stuff. And then, of course, they go right back to the way it is. Okay. They're also the same organization that allowed pedophiles on the Nickelodeon sets. Yeah. It's the ones that let rapists run movie companies like the Weinsteins. And you got your Quentin Tarantinos who allow this kind of stuff. The Roman Polanskis that they worship. The Woody Allens who have been accused of and pretty much proven that he molested his own child. I mean, they exalt these people. Mm-hmm. So this group of humans coming up with original content is a stretch because they're lazy pieces of shit that just will rely on, this made money. Let's do it again.
Well, let me ask you about the Fast franchise, Fast and Furious.
It's overdone.
I think so too.
Overdone. Because how many car chases and crashes can you see?
It's ridiculous. I've gotten to the point where I stopped watching them, but they consistently do good in the box office.
Right. And there will come a time when it doesn't. Like Marvel movies, there's come a time that Marvel movies don't do well. And eventually, if The Rock wants to get out of the franchise or whatever, how many more buildings can you jump out of with a car and then go through the windows of another building and continue to drive? How many helicopters can you fall from and then land on four wheels and drive away?
Right.
I mean, it's like John Wick's movies. The movies, how many bullets can fly at John Wick without hitting him? How many people can he kill and beat up without finally catching up with somebody who's going to kick his ass?
Yeah.
But I have a question. It's like they don't want remakes and redos and remixes and all that stuff. But depending on how far back they're going for the remix and redo, how do they even know really to an extent if it is a remix or redo? Because like we've talked about before how, sometimes our kids or to some extent, some people's grandkids say, oh my gosh, you've got to hear this new thing, whether it's music or a movie or an idea, a concept on social media. And they think it's all new. And we're like, no, that happened back in the 80s or the 90s.
Sure.
So how are they complaining about remixes and redos if sometimes they don't even know it's a remix or a redo?
Well, then that's a certain specific case where they don't know because they're clueless.
So do they think they want new or do they really want new? Does that make sense?
We could analyze whether it makes sense. I don't know. I just know that this is the case in this story and that we should, you know, more original content is good. Smaller stories. Here we go again. I'll get out of the politics. because I could take it political. I could take it political. And I need my own. I need to have a talk show. Just me screaming and ranting and raving. Wait a minute. That's called the Mark and Kim Show. I'm sure I want to keep playing on. And not always on the air. All right. So here are some of the F My Life's that I've collected. FMyLife.com. I wouldn't say it's a guilty pleasure because most of these I just shake my head at because you just know, just like on Reddit, these are writers' workshops. These are, let me write up this story and see if it gets passed off as real.
But okay? They're still fun concepts a lot of times that make you think.
Like there's a viral video today that is so completely faked, yet the internet's going crazy. It's why the rich guy parks in the handicap slot.
Yeah.
And because he's the worst actor you've ever seen. And this guy supposedly walks up on this dude sitting in his rich car somewhere in England in a handicap spot. And he says, well, I need to be close to businesses so I can, you know, because to me, time is money and I don't have time to waste. And even a few more steps into a store is time wasted and I'm rich. Everything's bullshit now.
Here, let me break your legs so you have a reason to, you know, it's like.
Right. Everything's bullshit now. It's all faked. Most of the stuff you see that's viral is faked. And that's fine. If you're entertained by that, that's fine. So I'm entertained by these F My Lifes because I've got about 10 highlighted here. I can promise you that we'll find these. Well, maybe not all of us. Most of us will find these to be pure bullshit.
Okay.
So at yes or BS. Today, I used my vaporizer to make my house smell like lavender when I went to work. My brother thought it would be funny to pee inside it.
Oh,
my whole house now smells like PP Lavender FML. Here's what I have the problem with. Who that still lives with their brother has a vaporizer in their home?
I have a vaporizer in my home. I don't live with my brother.
Now, when I think vaporizer, I think like a perfume, like squeeze the bottle. And psh, psh, psh. Are you talking about like the water and the two, like the
breathing
the dome
thing. Yeah.
And the humidifier is what we call it in our house. Yeah. Do you think anybody would actually pee in a humidifier?
Gosh, I'd hope not.
Do you remember when I told you I confronted a geriatric at the gym?
Oh, yeah.
When he was dripping. Okay. So in the gym, I go to the sauna.
Love the sauna.
And the sauna used to be one with the rocks. Okay.
Psst.
And it had a bucket with water and a ladle. And you would take the ladle and you put it on the rocks and it would steam the room. It ended up ruining it because people were pouring water directly into it. They've had to change to a non-rock sauna heater. It's fine. It's hot. Doesn't matter. But so the bucket was empty. I'm sitting in the sauna. And there's an old man in there with me. And he's leaning over the bucket and he's dripping his sweat directly into the bucket. I'm like, I don't know why he's doing that. It just, everybody drips on the wood furniture in there, if you will, the benches, the seats or whatever. You just drip, you just, you know, you sweat. You would assume that somebody comes in at night, cleans it up, and then the next day you sweat.
You hope.
This asshole drips into the bucket. Boop, boop, boop. I'm in there for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. No, the bucket doesn't make any noise.
Oh, in the bucket. I thought it was on the rocks itself. Okay.
And so he takes the bucket when he's done dripping into the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And pours it onto the stones. Mm. I saw him doing it. And right as he's doing it, I'm like, he does it. So make your noise.
Psst.
There you go. I said, did you just pour your sweat onto the rocks?
So gross.
In the sauna? Yeah.
It's gross to me.
And I said, well, where do you think that's going now? Where do you think when it evaporates? Because, you know, what do you think the pss is? That becomes a vapor, which goes into the air that we breathe, dumbass. Calling a 75-year-old man a dumbass.
Well, you could be any age and be a dumbass.
75, because I was confident in my ability, you know.
Yeah. To take him down?
To take him down to China.
One on one, you kind of got the edge.
I got that one handled. Yeah.
You know? Sweaty, he might slip out of your
I've had my ass whipped before, but not by a 75-year-old. So I'm like, you son of a bitch. I said, are you stupid? I said, are you stupid? Oh, all this. I was losing my mind. I lost my mind just watching him drip into the bucket.
And the heat.
And there was no water in it. And I'm just like, that's just like, you know, but I'll let it go. I didn't even assume. I didn't even think. Like, I'm sitting there thinking, how much you want to bet he walks over there and pours it on the rock? How much you want to bet?
Yeah, why would you think that?
Well, when he stood up and then grabbed the bucket, and then I was like, I'm like, are you stupid? Where do you think that goes? I told him to get out.
I have something to admit. I've actually peed on those rocks before. And now it wasn't like local or anything. I was at the beach. Doesn't make it any
better.
Doesn't
matter.
I was a kid. I was stupid and curious as to what would happen. So I peed on the rocks in the sauna.
Oh my gosh.
Just to see what would happen. Me and my stepbrother. Not at the same time. But yeah.
I'm going to say, what are you making, airplanes?
Oh my word.
Sword fighting?
No. None of that.
Can I cuss at you like I did at the 75-year-old? Because I think I could take you too.
Yeah, I think I have it coming. I figured you would feel some type of way about that.
Yeah, peeing into the humidifier. Yes or BS? Something.
I can believe somebody would do that.
Yes.
I can believe. And especially not knowing the age of the brother. I mean,
if you're a brother, it doesn't matter. No matter how old you are, you're always the brother.
Yeah. My brother's done stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Today, always starts out with today. Today, my mother and I walked past my boyfriend, whom she's never met. After we casually greeted each other and went on about our way, my mother said, "He's cute. Who is he?" I paused for a second and replied, "That's my boyfriend." She then said, "Does he know that?" FML. There are so many things wrong with this bullshit right here.
First of all, why wouldn't you stop and say, "Oh, here's my boyfriend, Mom. Right. This is a great chance to
walk past my boyfriend."
Yeah,
he
doesn't say
casually greeted each other.
No.
Bullshit.
That's not how that works.
Today, I got back from a fun vacation I took with my husband. During the vacation, I participated in a wet T-shirt contest and a bunch of pictures of me flashing my breasts and waving my T-shirt over my head during the contest got posted online, and now my whole office is teasing me. FML.
Yes.
You believe that to be a real thing?
Yeah.
Because this exhibitionist would find a way for her office mates to find those pictures. Because if you're going to take your shirt off at a place where people are taking pictures, then you're an exhibitionist. And I don't mean that in a fringy or perverted or, you know, psychotic way. I just mean some people like to show off their bodies.
Yeah.
And she's obviously one of them.
But
I'll bet you she made it available or put it on her Facebook or she did something with it so that people would see it. And Pat, I guarantee you, if she did this, she somehow made sure that her office mates would see this.
Oh, well, yeah. All you have to do is post it. I mean, if your friends are following you or your coworkers are following you, but why would she take her wet T-shirt off and wave it over her head?
Is this not what you do at your wet T-shirt contest? I mean, if you got the wet T-shirt on and you're up there, and I would assume, maybe, I don't know, maybe you need to have some drinks in you before you take part in the wet T-shirt contest, that she felt maybe the crowd inspired her. Take it off. Because I'm sure that happens at wet T-shirt contests.
Sure.
Not that I know anything about that.
No, of course not.
You know, if there's nudity for beads at Mardi Gras, I'm going to assume that there's also some nudity at the wet T-shirt contest for whatever prize the wet T-shirt contest supplies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, true, not true, yes, BS.
Yes.
Today at my niece's christening, I was outside with the family when we suddenly heard shouting. And the priest pushing my husband outside while screaming, "Get out of my church." Is that what happened before you couldn't get married the second time?
No.
At the church?
No. Okay. We were allowed in the church.
You just weren't.
We couldn't get married there.
That's right. It's been 6 hours and my husband still won't tell me what he did that upset the priest that badly. FML. Yes or BS?
BS.
BS.
Because the priest is, you know, the priests, they're the models of restraint.
Oh, no.
They would never Never. Do anything outside of the cloth.
Well, that's not why I say BS. I say BS because if that happens, one of the first things you're going to do is when your partner comes up and says, what in the world happened, is you're going to be probably incensed by the whole thing. You're not going to believe what happened, and you're going to tell the story. I mean, if you're taken out of someplace, aren't you going to tell your wife, like, oh my gosh, this has happened, you know?
And I mean, if I got thrown out of a strip club, you think I'm going to tell my wife?
Well, if she knows about it and ask you, but I mean, especially in a church situation or something, you're going to say, oh my gosh, all I did was blah, 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 blah.
You know, here's the funny thing. It says it's been 6 hours and my husband still won't tell me what he did. Did they have the christening though? If the priest throws somebody out, does he still hold the christening?
Well, if it's only that one person they threw out, probably
see,
so.
This is bullshit because
but I think it's BS.
The husband would have been back in the church for the christening, or else they wouldn't have had the christening, and this person.
Well, I don't know. It was her niece, right? Didn't she say her niece is christening? So they could still have the christening without the uncle.
A lot of times
there.
The uncle or the aunt is the godparent.
Yeah.
So
a lot of times
I call BS on that.
I just
one.
Say BS because yeah, BS. You're going to tell your partner too. It's like, oh my gosh.
All right. A few more here. We're going to wrap
holy
this,
water or something.
Wrap this thing up. Drinking from the holy water.
Well, I mean, you know, I accidentally drunk the holy water. I didn't know what it was.
Drank the holy water.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
The holy water is usually in a basin though,
yes.
Right?
But I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Like I can tell you in the Catholic Church, my granddaughter just got
baptized.
Christened as Christian. Baptized is Baptist and Catholic, right?
Different denominations call it different things.
That's right. It's hard to keep up. There's a basin, and they poured water over her head, and it went into the basin, mm-hmm. which was already there, a baptismal.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. So how about this one? Then we got four more, and we're going to be out of here. Today, my wife revealed to me that the doctor at the fertility clinic where restored embryos is her ex-boyfriend. She's now furious that I don't trust that our freezer babies are mine.
Yes.
Listen to that. Today, my wife revealed to me that the doctor at the fertility clinic where we stored embryos is her ex-boyfriend. She's now furious that I don't trust that our freezer babies are mine.
Yes.
When you have a baby that you had stored in a freezed situation.
Mm-hmm. Embryo clinic.
Do you call them freezer babies?
No, well, first of all, I would. I mean,
do you call maybe,
them? That sounds disrespectful.
Maybe joking
to
with
who?
Your mate or
the
something.
Baby.
But,
oh, you don't want to disrespect the baby.
Oh, it's just a freezer baby.
Just a
Well, you might.
Say, not just a freezer baby, but just, hey, here's my freezer baby. You know?
You might
are you
jokingly,
cold?
But
are
you
don't.
Cold? You know.
Are you always going to be cold? Oh, yeah. I'd always make fun of that kid. I'm such a loving grandparent.
Ice baby.
Yes. The ice babies. Yes.
Our little crystal.
Your little vanilla ices. Crystal. Oh, ice crystal. I get it. I mean, so what he's thinking in this is that his sperm and her embryo frozen, which then the lab will then put together to make the baby, you know, the freezer baby, the ice baby.
Crystal.
and we don't mean the burgers. That he's doing the deed and his matter was the one that inseminated the frozen embryo.
Just because he's your ex-boyfriend doesn't mean
now, wait
he's,
a minute.
You know, donating to the cause.
There
so
was
sweet.
A fertility doctor.
Well,
where was this?
Yeah.
Where 400 children.
Weirdo.
That's
some,
true.
Some perv.
Yeah, but they're not all that way and you're not.
No know. Husband believes that. Unless the fertility clinic doctor is black and you're white and the baby's
baby
coming about mixed, you know.
Darker than
wait
you
a
expect.
Minute.
What's going on?
All right. Today, after cleaning the whole house, I still couldn't get rid of the foul smell. Later, my roommate revealed his new place to dry his socks is in the ventilation ducts.
What?
Question. I hear you on radio commercials for... Zero res,
duct cleaning.
Duct cleaning. Have they come across socks?
No.
Now, I will tell you this.
Not in my house. Now, they
I will tell you this.
Else's.
We had a malfunctioning washing machine. Excuse me. A malfunctioning dryer, which is the one with the lint trap.
Yeah.
The lint trap would come loose and things would get into the lint trap and then get sucked into the duct work.
Sometimes underwear and socks get in there.
Well, got so in there that we had our entire duct was clogged. And when the guy took the long hook and reached in that duct from the outside and pulled stuff out, underwear, socks, all sorts of stuff had gotten into the lint trap.
You could have had a fire.
Yeah. No, we couldn't, our clothes weren't drying at all.
Yeah.
So we could have, he said, ooh, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I don't know. What do you do to open up the duct to put your socks in there to dry?
You know the little grates that go over your in the floor grates or something.
But they're screwed.
I've done it before.
Not always.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You can just lift the little grate. Them that way.
That's where all the dust settles.
Exactly. Why do you want your socks there? And you'd have to pin them. No.
I'm calling it.
Yes, I've done it before. You're talking about the vent that's on the floor, right?
Yeah.
On the
ceiling. Yeah. Depending on where.
Depends.
You put socks in there to dry?
I've laid it across as the AC's blowing through it.
Why would you do that?
Up and dry the socks.
How desperately do you need socks dry? Don't you have another pair of socks? Oh, hold on. It's shorts weather. He's wearing shorts, and this is a guy that wears socks to his knees, even when wearing shorts. How far up the leg are those socks today? Hold that leg up if you don't mind. Throw it up on the counter. Go ahead. Throw it up on the counter.
Or like three-quarter.
That's okay. That's up the calf.
He wears kind of like calf
black
socks.
He's wearing black socks and green shoes.
Yeah.
With what color shorts?
Black shorts.
Black shorts. It's a look. It's definitely a look.
It's a look, yeah.
So maybe you were out of socks and you just need to quickly dry.
I don't know the circumstance. Maybe the dryer wasn't working at the time or whatever. I don't know, but I needed socks. So I threw them over the air vent to get them dry.
I put them at my car windows before I would put them.
I've done that with a shirt.
Flapping in the breeze.
Yeah, roll the window up and let the shirt stick right there as you're driving.
Before I put them in the vent.
You dry your clothes with a moving car?
I've done it before, yeah.
Have you never done that?
I don't think I have.
You're having to think about that.
Now, what I have done is I've taken off clothes and Febrezed them. Like when I was going to play a lot of poker and I was going to some places where they had smoking and I would play poker and they would smoke and my clothes would smell like that when it came out. And so I had a bottle of Febreze. I would Febreze myself before I got in my car, but I don't remember taking anything off. So real quickly, today, my husband and my mother's hatred of each other has gotten so bad, I wasn't aware of why until now. She was his principal in high school. Then they had an affair while he was at college. Shortly before, he met me at a Starbucks and then dumped her without knowing I was her daughter. FML. BS. FML BS.
No, that would have come out way before now.
Yeah.
What would have? Hey, have a great day, everybody.